How's it going, Valerie? Thanks for having me on.
Girl, it's been a long time since I last chatted to you. How have you been keeping?
Yeah, I've been keeping well. When was the last time after the Clare game, was it? Or was it Clare and Thurles?
It was Clare and Thurles. You have a great memory.
I was thinking as much. Yeah, look, I suppose it was a great few weeks after that, obviously, for obvious reasons. But had a nice break in January and February. Just relaxing and resting the body and the mind, more importantly. And obviously, we're back training now when the league is over and we're looking forward to championship already. It's mad to think that the league finished yesterday and we've Saturday 2 weeks till the championship. So it's a very short turnaround this year. Normally you have a nice few days off after the league, maybe a week off and then 4 or 5 weeks of training before your first round of the championship. But it's nearly better this way to have a short turnaround and just get on with things.
Before we look ahead to this year, I just want to go back to last year and winning the All-Ireland under such strange circumstances and being above in Croke Park in an empty stadium. I mean, it wasn't like 2018 at all, Gerard.
No, it was very different, wasn't it? But it was equally as nice in its own way. It was, you know, we didn't have to be there. We didn't have to be anywhere on Monday or the Tuesday or the Wednesday. We could just kind of relax as a team. We were obviously in our own little bubble in a few weeks before and nobody was kind of mixing with other groups or anything like that, because you couldn't, because if you were close contact then you were under a bit of trouble or whatnot. So it was nice to kind of be in our own little bubble for the few days afterwards and nearly have our own kind of downtime, well, our own celebrations just as a team together and as a backroom team and management and so on and so forth. And it was lovely. It was really, really enjoyable. Don't get me wrong. The 2018 week was probably more enjoyable without a doubt, just to see all the emotion that came out of people in the week, you know. But yeah, look, they were both great. Don't get me wrong. You would take either of them, without a doubt.
When did you get the cup to enjoy it and maybe just to celebrate amongst yourselves?
We didn't.
You didn't at all.
No, we never got the cup, which was a bit disappointing. Yeah, they didn't even allow us to take it into the dressing room. They weren't even going to allow us to take a photo on the field.
I remember that.
Which I found a bit much now, to be honest with you. We were after training for, I think it was 13 months from when we went back at the end of 2019. Obviously, we took a break in the middle for the pandemic, and then we went back training, obviously, for 3 or 4 months in the lead up to December the 13th, I think. And then they weren't even going to allow us to take a photo with the cup after on the field, which I thought was crazy.
I could see Spike Reardon roaring at the people in the sideline that day.
Yeah, even to not have it in the dressing room afterwards was a small bit disappointing, because like that's realistically what you're going training for, trying to win that cup. But no, it was nice to get the photo anyway on the field afterwards. But no, I didn't see it. I didn't see it then till I'd say a couple of weeks ago. Once the restrictions kind of lifted, then we were allowed to have it at your own house, just with your family, just for a night, which was great as well. But good. Yeah.
Good that you got some bit of luck of it. And also, I just want to mention about Jones's Road, maybe on the day in itself. Normally you're going down, it's full with fans and there's noise and there's everything and there's a buzz around the place. And it was such a strange and eerie feeling rocking up to Jones's Road that day. How did that affect you mentally-wise heading into the game?
Well, I suppose we knew that there was going to be no fans at games. So like you can't be looking to the crowd or looking to the stands for a bit of extra motivation last year when there was nobody there. So we had a bit of work done in terms of preparing for playing in an empty ground. It didn't affect us. Obviously, it didn't affect us too much, clearly. But all in all, it'll be nice. I think the Cork game is a pilot event in a couple of time, which will be nice to have a couple of thousand people at the game, all going well. If you look at the England game yesterday against Croatia, there are 22,500 people in Wembley, and they're looking at trying to get nearly full attendances at the later stages of the Euros. So look, I would hope that if you do go late into the championship, that you will be getting fairly decent attendances. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't once things keep going the way they're going, you know.
Do you think that players get away with more on the pitch when there is fans in the stadium, Grod?
Yeah, definitely. Without a doubt, you don't get away with half as much when there isn't fans there, because every little flick and flash of a hurley is hard. Whereas when there's thousands of people at a game, you get away with a bit more. That'll be another nice little bonus.
How do you find, I suppose, not having much time to relax and being back into action?
Look, we had plenty of time to relax because we were given a fair, we were given a great break after the, we didn't do anything for all of January and the majority of February. And then we were given a bit of a program to do on our own until to 3 weeks, until whenever we were allowed to train again, 3 weeks before the league, I think it was, we met back as a group and got the ball rolling. So I'm feeling very fresh. I think all the lads are feeling fresh as well, because we were given so much time after the All-Ireland final to relax. As I said, the body, but more importantly, the mind. I think once your mind is fresh, you're in a good place. So I can't wait to get going. As I said, I've had a kind of a strange league. I came on against Tip, played the game against Galway right, and then missed the next two games with a niggle, and I got a small bit of game time yesterday. So I'm mad for all, I can tell you.
Good, that's great. That's wonderful. I know that you mentioned the league there. There was kind of a rocky start to Limerick's performance. Do you think that it's because a lot is expected of you, and maybe when you don't have a great game, it's like Limerick are failing big time?
Yeah, possibly. Like, we didn't, as I said, we had very, very, very little done before the league had started. So we weren't worried as a team that we suffered a couple of losses. Look, it's not the end of the world anyway to have a loss of two, because it gives you plenty of room to work, plenty of areas to work on. Realistically, the most important game is the one that's happening in a couple of weeks' time, you know. So the league will be forgotten about fairly quickly if you get over that game.
Summer hurling over winter any day, Gerard. No, absolutely. T-shirts over hoodies.
Absolutely. Oh, I love the sun. I love playing in the warmth. So it's great to be going back training in a pair of shorts and a training top rather than two or three layers of gear.
Personally, yourself, Grod, coming off such an amazing year last year and Hurler of the Year and All-Stars and winning the All-Ireland, do you yourself feel added pressure maybe going out in the pitch to play well?
Not necessarily, no, because like the way we play, we don't really have any most important player. Like, we're such a team. I know it's kind of, it is a cliche, but there's no extra emphasis put on anybody. You know, the way we play, it's all about the team working together to make tackles on the opposition or to work the ball through the lines from the full back line to the half line, half back line, so on up to the forwards. So, like, that's why I love playing with the county team, because there isn't actually major pressure on you. There's pressure on you to do your job, absolutely, but there's no extra pressure on anyone. You know, the same pressure is put on everybody to get the most out of themselves and to contribute to the team. So that's why I love playing with the county team.
But you such go on.
It's a bit different with the club team now, all right. When you count the team, you're only a cog in the wheel, which is great.
Good. Well, I know that you've such good support around you with John and Paul Kinnerk. I mean, all you have to do is take a look at Paul's stats and just realize how much of an amazing coach he is. He's just class.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's got plenty of plaudits in the last couple of months, and rightly so. And to be fair, he's got some great guys with him as well. You know, there's a great coaching team there that he has assembled, and there's a great stats team there. And there's just, in fairness to John, I've said it before, he has assembled a brilliant backroom team that we are, as players, supremely lucky to be involved with. You know, and they trust us so much, but we also trust them so much that they're leading us down the right path. And long may it continue. Long may that we keep getting exposed to that level of training.
Yeah, something else in the league is that there's new players and young lads getting a big chance, the likes of Colin Coughlin and stuff, which is amazing. And even that day ye in the Gaelic grounds cheering him on when he got that point, that probably meant a lot to him, Grod.
Yeah, like, it's mad to think he's probably sitting in the exam as we speak. You know, himself and Cahill are doing the leaving certs. And as 18-year-olds come in and have the impact they've had on us is amazing. Like, God, I would have been nowhere near. I was nowhere near the Limerick senior hurling panel when I was in my leaving cert. So the level of strength and conditioning they have done over the last number of years to get to where they are already, to be at such a high performing stage, to be able to be not just on a Limerick senior panel, just to be competing genuinely for a starting position in a couple of weeks' time for championship is incredible. It's incredible. I don't know how they do it or how they've done it. But that's, again, that's what drives us as a team. You know, you need that internal competition to keep lads on their toes, and that's a huge positive that we have.
You'll probably have the headache soon enough about family and friends back asking you for tickets now that the fans are turning to the stadium.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a nice headache to have. I would have always just, whatever how many tickets we got, I would have always just offloaded them to the mother and father and say, look, you look after them. And I'll probably do the same now this year. Now, whether they all get a ticket or not, I don't know. But look, it's great to actually have fans back at games. I I was saying earlier that obviously there was fans there yesterday. I gave my ticket to Hammy Dawson, and it was nearly like Christmas morning giving him the ticket when he collected it there before the game, for the Westmeath game. So look, it's great to have fans back, without a doubt. As I said, last year was different, and it was grand because we knew that there was going to be no fans with the world that we were living in at that time. But as I said, the sooner to get them back, the better.
And what are the hopes for the championship this year? I mean, you will take it handy in Cork, won't you? I know I'm living in Limerick, but I'll always be a Cork woman, Grod.
I actually didn't know you were a Cork woman. That's news to me now.
There you go.
Look, there's no plan. The only plan is all our attention and focus is going to go to Cork now in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll go from there if we're lucky enough to get past them. So I know it's the boring answer, but that's where our focus is.
Good. And you're off for the summer now, enjoying life back in Ballybunion and golfing. Is that the story?
Well, I'm not sure about either of them now, but I am off for the summer now. So, well, I have to be a bit selective now about the golf, because that doesn't go down too well, especially with the closer we get to championship. So we'll see.
All right, girl. Thank you so much for joining us today, and the very best look for the championship. All right.
Valerie, thanks very much. Appreciate it.